June Universe at Ninja Intuitive Energy Community of Oneness. Thank you for joining. Allow me in your experience, participating this co-creating energy of oneness by listening live, archives, requesting energy reading and healing. Hope you are having a wonderful moment in your world. So where I am in this linear time flow is just into the summer solstice and solar eclipse, partial eclipse from where I am. And of course, the eclipse season, the solar, is the new moon. I learned that this particular energy combination come together as one in this crossing. The last time it was happening is 372 years ago. Wow. Isn't it magical that we are experiencing that planet show in the universe at this, during the pandemic of COVID-19 2020? Indeed, I noticed this year 2020 is encouraging us to become aware. 2020 full of view. Possibly we can notice, eyes open, any kind of eyes, physical naked eyes and intuitive eyes and mind eyes, any kind of view, see, you can use to notice, wide open antennas and capture in and noticing and celebrate the life on earth in this magical time. It's reminding that energy is energy. It's not good or bad. It's the user of the energy determines that consequence. So that's what I am in this linear time flow. And today's focus I'd like to give is into that newness with ease, joy, and excitement. Interesting combo, isn't it? Ease and joy and excitement into this new. After the weekly check-in, conscious breathing exercise being current here now. So let us start with this deep breath. Allow my voice guide your attention. Energy moves where attention is given. Who is the attention giver of your energy? Is you. Perhaps give a permission to guide, being guided by my voice as in a guided meditation. This is the practical, quickest meditation, effective for any situation. Before you are to close in your eyes for a sleeping state, you may want to close your eyes. I would recommend you do so. Give yourself permission to close your eyes. If you're driving, please do not. Alerting that eyes open wide awake. And use that view that your eyes capture in element is part of your healing, part of your realigning, part of your coming back to oneness in here now in this physical body, where you're thinking, feeling your spirit in your body, even if you're driving and stopping at the signal, just the notice, observe at this one present moment together and connect. Being part of this universe is actually to gateway opening into shifting, shifting, shifting each moment by moment. So just observe and starting with your feeling, checking what you are thinking, what you are feeling, what your body is responding or non-responding when we inhaling from the nose, oxygen, oxygenation of our body. Slowly counting three and then bring all the fresh air energy into your lungs, stomach, and make it as much as big as you can, as if balloon is inside of your trunk, and then let it out slowly from the mouth with no longer serving whatever people, event, way of being, way of responding, whatever that belonging to your past, you choose what you would like to belong to the past. So let's do that. Let us take a long, deep breath, counting three, one from the nose, go, two, three, hold it. One more time. Counting three, one from the nose, go. Two, three. Hold it. Circulate it. Keep it. The last one with the silence. Just notice what you're thinking is now here. Focus, give your focus on the breath, how your nose sensing the new energy, air, oxygen into the throat, into the lungs, and then the stomach. And then just to notice, engage all this movement of the air into your body and let it out. And this time, use the vocal saying out and completely letting this no longer needing the energy out from your body. And use the ears to listen when it is removing from your presence. Ready? Let's go. Thank you for joining conscious breathing exercise, being current here now. This is June Universe. How you feel? I've got my left feet tingling. Oh gosh, when I was doing this, sitting in a strange pose, I suppose. How about you? Just notice something before and after in your feet, in your body, your idea, sense of self. It's just a consciously paying attention to ourself. It's such a wonderful thing that we can do to connect to ourself, and encouraging, sending the energy, and reminding ourselves that we are not alone. You are not alone. In the energy field, we are always connected, and you are always connected. Can be connected to each part of you as one. So the today's focus I would like to give is into the new with ease, joy, and excitement. After this channeling, I would like to provide the intuitive insight as usual, using our 3 minutes to deliver the insight without knowing that personal story about your particular curious matter in your life. As an energy reading, intuitive reading, psychic reading, you name it. Let me read the energy around it and deliver as an insight for your better end. If it's resonating, take it. It's free. If it's not, please do not take it because I respect your choice and you're the most knowledgeable person about yourself. However, it's always nice to get some others' other view, and then if it's resonating, utilize it for a better end. That's what the idea is. So stay tuned for the second segment. If you're listening with Spreaker and related platform, please check the description of this particular episode. I'm gonna post the link to the next segment so you can join as a replay archive listening to the entire show. Thank you for co-creating. So the channeling, we have another 2 minutes. So the channeling of this message from the universe is this magical gateway opening, solar eclipse on the summer solstice. In both in the Gemini, that's what I heard from the astrologist, is the very entertaining. At the same time, this new moon energy is encouraging to go deep, dive within the darkest dark night. Sometimes it's filled with loneliness, and sometimes it's feeling depressed, as if you are the only one person experiencing this. And then, of course, it is true, but it's an illusion at the same time. However, it's a wonderful opportunity to deep digging into allow your core essence coming up and splashing up to the surface. And this universe is holding the new gateway opening for your splashes to come to the earthy reality. So it's ease is the keyword for this amusing, flowing new energy, new state of creating. And take your joy, follow your joy. There's no mistake following your joy to your true north, reflecting the core essence, and get excited. Something that you must do, your heart do, you got to do, you don't want to do, but that's not the case. So allow your spirit guide with ease, joy, and excitement for this new gateway open, welcoming your newness into this new reality. This is June the Universe. Come and join. Stay tuned for the second segment, clicking the link at the description. I see you there. Until then, oh my love, thanks for joining. Bye.
Welcome back.
So this is a wonderful energy of new, and particularly the energy patterns. Energy travels in pattern, and one of these crisis situation is the chaotic situation is in the middle of realigning all this element, organized by the universe, you can say that. So mostly that we are panicking because unfamiliar and what we expected is not the case, because more better or larger perspective is being created, cooking by the universe. And a pandemic has been going on, stay home, encouraging us to reconnecting to self and others and realigning what we've been creating as a life experience. And sometimes we must let go of the old, even if we didn't want to, but encouraged to, whether we like it or not. In a sense, feeling taken away. And then emotionally, we reacted to the sadness, anger, and it's the opposite to joy and exciting. It's a negative excitement, I must say. But when these are taken away and given space, then something better will come in if we allow it to. So noticing that what is taken away or what you let that go consciously and what is given. So that's the ideal, and it is happening. They're in this worldwide crisis situation. Sooner or later, that new beautiful is coming out from under the ashes after the wildfire burned all mountains. It's the energetic pattern. So the idea is to how we gonna enjoy this uncomfortable but good for better in period. How we can enjoy the storm to play under the rainbow. Becoming more skillful to use this period of time. We are more concurring life on earth. And then when we're done, maybe there's a departing time to go to the next stage, the other side of that. Who knows? So as long as we are on here, we are all practicing for better and defining heart of the matter and joy and happy to co-create, share, and magnifies as one energy, being part of one. And now is a wonderful summer happening to the next 3 months, I would say, and to the harvest season of this 2020. It's going to be another wave, I could say. That United States is the election year. Oh my goodness. And it's the harvest year, and the pandemic is going to be active in conjunction with the holiday season. So this summer, let us get prepared and become the new being, new you, new reality you, as noticing heart of the matter deep within you, and support that. Reach out for mutual resonance, because human help human, And perhaps the technology would help that humanness to become more human-like. Going after your joy and excitement. So, let's give an intuitive blind reading. Today is actually a random choice from the requested topic symbols. And I would like you to send a good thought to the energy reading requester as if they are experiencing their perfect way as usual. And at the same time, before doing so, I'd like you to choose the feeling that you like to embody right now. If you need inner clarity, and then maybe you want to have that feeling clarified. Inspired or excited. If you are dealing with emotion, loss, grief, then you may want to have a hope or kindness or loving. That would be a good feeling to embody. So it just that important is to finding where you are and choosing where you would like to go. Just like traveling, it's like a driving navigation system where you are here, bit, and then where you want to go, bit, choosing, noticing and choosing 2 points, and then embody and send a good thought to that requester when I'm downloading that insight for them. So that allows us to connect as one energy, as one, and universal energy return system is helping you back to embody your chosen feeling. And that will help me deliver the energy. So it's like everybody's getting benefit from one another doing the different things. All right. Okay, so the first request I am having here is sipping a coffee. Beach. Beach. Here is the 3 minutes. Beach, I'm having a sense that your feet are so flexible on this particular matter, and I feel that you are a continuous development for the particular focus is giving you the ability more than what you expected. From the beginning or initially you initiated or wanted to have. I'm having a sense that from now on as in the future, it's good to be taken by the information or people unexpectedly come out of the blue as in a synchronicity, and then you may feel as disturbed because unexpected. However, that is actually being pulled by your changed energetic field. So do not hesitate or worry or sensitive about it, but just open your arms and make yourself comfortable to show your presence as is you have become as an authentically, naturally focused in this dedication. I'm getting the sense that that is one of the most challenging things in the past for you, but this time is just a maturity of what you've been creating is helping you effortless ease as today's focus. That's natural energy of the circle all around and within you. So you simply resonate and to fly, go with the flow. I'm getting the sense that summertime, August, is very reliable, cool, fresh air to earthy creation with the sea element. The tentacling well, and knowing that your intuition is guiding your feminine and healthy ego to a perfect view of creation. Good luck. Thanks for your request. This is the beach category of a life path. Okay, the next one. I just made the herb balls and it smelled so good. It's dried mint and lavender inside of clothing wrapped around, make it as a ball, and then it smelled so fresh. I could image the green field all around here. I love this energy, even I'm sipping a coffee. So the next one is raisin. Here's the 3 minute. Okay, so I got raisin as a reasons. Reasons, two reasons. Number one is that because your intellectual knowledge and capability to compose and detect and create in non-physical intellectual work is useful for other people to transform in a very profitable way. And I feel that there is an urgency for that to be shared, unless it's hard to keep it as in a healthy way. That's the one reason. And the second is that to wrap that part of you with the feminine and creative and sexy kind of packaging in an authentic, not so much artificially created, but it's a natural flow in a authentic, organic way. It's half ready and then still concerning about the sense of self and openness with the human heart chakra. And this is ready. And I think you coming to that point to show your femininity in a new blend, and that newness need to be repackaged and wear and confidently. So these two reasons are now waiting for you to take as in a resonance to choose what you would like to do for this particular raisin matter. So pay attention to these two elements. The chakra would be the third eye and the second chakra, sacral chakra, to imbalance in a new way. And both worked so refining and perhaps that show as or perceived as an absolutely new way, but that is resonating to your new creation. So pay attention and give birth to this raisin situation. Good luck. I'm sending lots of love and energy to your creation. This is raisin. Thank you for your request. That one is very particular.
Okay, the next one, mint. Mint. I just smell the mint and lavender flavor. Okay. So I got the sense that this mint is losing kind of power compared to the springtime. The springtime was like so much growth and expansion and energized. And for some reasons that in this month of June is losing the energy. It's a little bit of weakness. And it's kind of like losing the power and momentum, and not so particular reasons. However, it's the environment surround this mint situation is needing to be the co-creation, and sometimes it's that. So much energized is received as less appreciated. Like too many is too little appreciation. It's the quality rather than quantity. It's the texture characteristics instead of size. So that dynamic is encouraged to adjust more fitting into that surrounding environment. It's the give and receive that both side to finding what is the best resonance and value that can be created. So now into that adjusting. For the next 3 months, to what is the most beneficial value that this mint can create in this environment and this season? And might feel as losing power or discouraged, however, but taking it as an adjusting for a better, and even the size or momentum slowing down, toned down as an embracing ease and allowing and keep it going to finding the best value that mint can create and share with the environment. Good luck. This is the mint category of life path. That's interesting. The last one today is dolphin. Dolphin. Here is the 3 minutes. I'm getting the sense that this dolphin seems to be too heated up, too active actually. And it's not a bad thing, but dolphins are supposed to be cool and playful and effortless and genius and that it go with the community and family and regardless of the personality, it's the sharing joy and amusing spirit is the core essence of it. However, when it heated up too much, it's gonna get burned out. So it might be good to cool off and detach a little bit and close the book if you are too always open. And that's just to meditate and to give it a vacation for your attention on this dolphin matter. I'm having the sense that pathway is going to be coming back, and how you notice is like a bushy path will be the path that you came, and creativity is inspired to make it more enjoyable journey. And this dolphin matter will be guided your creativity an urgency to go with it, and you will notice. And somehow that the money or financial business source will come on board when you start to rebuild with this urgency of the creativity. I'm having the sense that your intuitive eye is gonna show it out of the blue spontaneously. So be open to it and allow that to come instead of got to create, go. You know, just do nothing. This is absolutely more for this dolphin situation. I'm having a sense that around September, it's going to be an inspirational event, or people or information is come to you in a very realistic way to solid step forward. So pay attention to it. Until then, just enjoy and take a break on this dolphin matter. Good luck. I'm sending lots of love and healing to your creation. Thanks for your request. You can also request your intuitive reading, blind reading, by sending me a private message over Facebook, Twitter, at June Universe. One word, June Universe. Look forward to intuiting your needs. So, how's your embodying feeling? For closing, I would like to guide our attention into a one energy by taking a deep breath together and just simply allow and notice that we are connecting under one sky and inhaling the same connected oxygen and then exhaling into a one universe. And notice each one of us here now, locally, connected fully to your chosen path and presence in this universal energy. Ready? Let us take a long, deep breath. Counting three, one from the nose. Go. Two, three. Hold it. This is June Universe. I see you next time. Until then, all my love and healing to your heart.